Willing to Go Ham podcast here. I got a question for you guys. Did he do it or did he not? Did he do it or did he not? The reason why I asked that question is because Sean P. Diddy Combs finds himself in another allegation. Is it true or not? I'm not really sure. I have my suspicions about Sean Combs. I have for a while. But now it's come to fruition after the Cassie lawsuit that I think he managed to pay her to keep quiet. Another allegation comes out from a male producer by the name of Lil Rod. Okay. Says there, Diddy accused of sexual assault harassment by a male music producer in $30 million lawsuit. Sean Diddy Combs has been accused of sexual assault by a former male colleague. The new lawsuit is the latest in the string of disturbing allegations of similar nature against the music mogul, all of which he denies. Yahoo Entertainment has reached out to Combs' lawyer for comment, and here's what's going on. The music producer claims that Diddy would grope him, parade around naked. Whew, boy, he's seeking $30 million. Rodney Lil Rod Jones, a producer on Diddy's 2023 album, filed a lawsuit in federal court in New York on Monday against the rapper and several associates. Jones alleges to have witnessed Combs and others engaging in serious illegal activity. While he traveled with the superstar from September 22 to November of 2023. Man, in documents obtained by NBC News, Jones claims that Combs forced him to solicit sex workers. Oh, this is huge. Pause. This is huge, man. Jones claims that Combs forced him to solicit sex workers, some underage. The producer alleges he was pressured into having sex with them at Combs' direction. Images of the alleged gatherings appeared to show sex workers at parties at Combs' homes are included in the filing. Jones claims that some of the sex workers were given drinks laced with drugs at Combs' direction. On at least one occasion, according to the lawsuit, Jones believes that he was drugged and woke up naked and disoriented and in bed with Combs and two set. Wow. He woke up naked and disoriented in bed with Combs and two sex workers. Jones alleges to have been forced to work in Combs' bathroom as the entrepreneur showered naked. When he voiced concerns to Combs' chief of staff, it was dismissed as a friendly horseplay. Yeah, it's friendly horseplay because you're forced to work under Sean P. Diddy Combs while he showers naked. And then you wake up naked next to P. Diddy. That's friendly horseplay. Okay. Stating those acts were Mr. Combs' way of showing that he likes you. What the fuck? Per the lawsuit, Jones alleges that it was a constant, unsolicited, and unauthorized groping and touching of his anus. Not his butt cheek, his anus. Jones alleges that, oh my God. Jones alleges that Combs was grooming him to pass him off to his friends, according to the complaint viewed by the Hollywood Reporter. He's suing for harassment and assault, seeking $30 million in damages. Combs calls the latest allegations pure fiction. Oh, my God, man. Ugh. Yeah, because I know I think Cassie hit him with something. Yeah. It says here, Cassie Ventura, known as Cassie, filed a lawsuit accusing her longtime ex-boyfriend of rape, sex trafficking, and other disturbing allegations. In a surprising move, the two announced that the case was settled days later before the proceedings could begin. Oh, shit. Here we go. Yeah, here's all the accusers. Well, most of the accusers, at least. Joy Dickerson Neal alleges in a civil suit that Combs raped her in New York City in 1991 when she was a college student. She claims he filmed the assault and shared it with other people in the music industry. Jane Doe 1, a woman, alleges that Combs and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns raping her at a friend's hall. Her and a friend at Hall's apartment in New York City in 1990 or 1991. Jane Doe, a woman, claims that Combs was among three men who gang raped her in 2003. She was 17 years old. She accused the music mogul of sex trafficking in the lawsuit. Jesus, man. Excuse me. Yeah, man. Whoa, wait a minute. Diddy, Jamie Foxx, and Steven Tyler, among famous men sued for sexual assault. Whoa. Wow, wow, wow. So, you know, if there's one thing that I know about P. Diddy is that he's a super freak. I mean, we kind of know this already. 54 years old out here. Man, listen. I've heard stories about P. Diddy. Diddy Love, Love Diddy, whatever he calls himself. And, it's easy to dismiss this and say that, oh, this is all hearsay. Where the fuck are they coming up with this? This isn't the only time that we've heard of P. Diddy doing some wild shit, man, okay? We've heard of him doing this shit before. This isn't the first time. So, you know, is there any merit to it? I guess we got to find out, man. I guess we got to find out. But he's, man. There was a video I seen one time where, what was Diddy doing, man? He was like, it was Kevin Hart. It was Kevin Hart and Usher were they were on TV doing something. And Diddy said something about how, man, you know, I remember back in the day, man, when Usher was just a little shorty, man. And we used to wrestle for the cornflakes, and I wake up next to him and we wrestle for the cornflakes. And Kevin Hart was like, nigga, what? What the fuck are you? And he tried to get Kevin Hart to shut up because he was like, Kevin Hart was like, bro, what the hell are you talking about? Bro, what? And he kind of put Kevin Hart in a chokehold, like a playful headlock to get him to be quiet. Then I remember there was a video where Diddy, I think, Justin Bieber rolled up on Diddy or Diddy rolled up on him. I can't remember. He rolled up on Justin Bieber, though, and he was like, yo, what's up, man? How come you never call me, man? You never call me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we supposed to be friends and da-da-da-da. And Justin Bieber was like, I got busy. And he goes, yeah, he's like, you know, man, you know, every time we stayed over here, bro, you know what I'm saying? We had a good time. Well, what happened, man? What changed? And Justin Bieber looked scared to death. So, did he do it or did he not? I don't know. Y'all should check out. Yeah, I'm being serious. Y'all should check out that Justin Bieber. Just look up YouTube Justin Bieber and P. Diddy, and look at Justin Bieber's reaction and his body language when Diddy. You could tell, bro. Something happened. Something happened to Justin Bieber, dog, and he was like, he was just like frozen, like kind of like, and he was stuttering. He looked scared. And at that time, I think Justin Bieber was probably about 15 or 16, bro. So, you know, I'm not here to cast judgment. Would it surprise me if Diddy did any of this shit? No. I hope he didn't do it. But if he did, man, the only person knows this is God. So did he do it or did he not? Only he knows.